Good morning to you all, and welcome to our parish worship service. Faithful one, whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Gospel is written in the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning at the first verse. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the lake. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there with the whole crowd standing on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path. And the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they didn't have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone who has ears listen." And Jesus explained the parable of the sower. "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, the evil one comes and snatches it away. Snatches away what is sown in the heart. And that was what was sown on the path. As for what was sown in the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the words, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of Christ. Back in 1960, there was a comedy show called Beyond the Fringe. Many of you are showing smiles of recognition, which just shows how old you are. And as part of that, Alan Bennett preached a sermon. And it's always been an ambition of mine to preach that sermon and wonder and see if anybody noticed it, any difference from the sermons that I normally preach. He started from the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis. And he said, "But my brother Esau is an hairy man, but I am a smooth man." And so he went on. It was a tour de force and a very clever piece of writing. But there was one bit where he told a little story. And he said, "On my way here this morning, By a slight mishap, I left the railway station by the way one is supposed to come in. An employee of the railway company hailed me. "Hey, Jack," he said, "where do you think you're going?" At least that was the gist of what he said. But I was grateful to him, you know, because it put me in mind of the sort of question I should be asking you here tonight. Where do you think you're going? That sermon was designed, by and large, to lampoon the idea of sermoning. But it also, like so many other things in life, there are things when you say, well, actually, there's a truth in there somewhere. And the idea of asking a congregation where they think they're going, not simply that they have been misdirected, but where they are going in life, where they are going in their relationship with God, and where they're going in relationship with each other, is actually very powerful. So today we're talking about storytelling and the meanings behind them. And you've heard one of the most famous parables of the lot, the parable of the sower. Jesus talked a great deal in parables. In fact, one of the gospelers said that he didn't talk in anything but parables. Parables are there to try and help you understand things you can't understand simply by looking at the actual thing. Nowadays, it's quite a known phenomenon that people of Gen Z tend to use and overuse the word like. Like, for instance, you just find, would you kindly just stop and think what you're going to say and cut out all the likes? But it's interesting that it is the word like that people are putting in, as though they're always trying to explain something which they're finding difficult in explaining. And so they are looking for some sort of parable that would help you to understand where they're coming from. We use a lot of... Quite a lot of things. Quite a lot of times we use... We look at life and we try and find parallels. Put your hand up if you've seen Forrest Gump. Okay, now, Forrest Gump, a series of stories that are told by somebody sitting on a bus stop, at a bus stop. And on his lap, he's got what? A box of chocolates. A box of chocolates. Because his mama told him, life is like a box of chocolates. Why?
You never know
what you're going to get. Yes. What a simple idea. And that becomes his sort of mantra in life. You never know what you're going to get. And the box of chocolates is simply a metaphor for finding that out. Other ones I've come across. Life is like a bicycle. You have to keep going in order to keep your balance. Or life is like a roller coaster. It has its ups and downs, but it's your choice whether you're going to scream or enjoy the ride. Or both, actually, I think it is. So I'm going to ask you to do something now, and that is just turn to the person next to you and think of any other life is like sayings that you've come across. Okay? I'll give you 2 minutes just to see if you can think of any. Life is like such. Well, that wasn't a minute, 2 minutes, but never mind. That's quite enough time. Quite enough thinking time. Did anybody come up with any?
Well, mine is totally diverted.
Oh, what a surprise.
Do you think I've got a money tree in my back garden?
I see. All right. Do you think I've got a money tree in my back garden? Okay. Yep. Thank you, Karen. Any others that people came up with? Yes. Life is like a game of chess. Thank you very much. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness me. If it is, then I'm in serious trouble. Because I've been checkmated on so many occasions. Yes. Thank you for that. Yes. Any others? Life is like a bowl of cherries. Go on. Yes. They're absolutely delicious, but you've got to be wary about the pips and things like that, and that you might get a bad one as well, which really doesn't taste at all nice. Yes, so it ups and downs. Yes?
This is a pessimistic one. Life is like an hourglass.
Oh, life is like an hourglass. Yes, it's dripping through. It's dripping through. Life is like the M1. It takes you quickly from place to place, yes, but you can easily get stuck in places. Right, thank you. All right, the one that I had pre-got was also from the Alan Bennett sermon, and that is, life is like a tin of sardines. You're always looking for the key. And when you find the key to the sardine tin of life, you roll back the top and expose all the beauties underneath. And you take them out and enjoy them one by one. But you know there is always a corner of that sardine tin of life that you can never get out. Some of us think life's like that, don't we? You know, and so it goes on. Yes. Okay. So life is like, so we keep trying to tell stories, to build images, to explain the complexity of what it's like, or to simplify it into just something as simple as the M1 or a box of chocolates or an hourglass or a game of chess. There's nothing simple about a game of chess. Okay. Well, now, suppose we hone down a little bit to what Jesus concentrated on. What is the kingdom of God like? Because Jesus was preaching about the kingdom of God. And he said, the kingdom of God is in you. The kingdom of God is whatever it is that God wants this world to be like. So people are saying, well, what does God want this place to be like? And so he told all these different parables, loads and loads and loads of them, of which the parable of the sower is just one. The kingdom of God is like such and such. The kingdom of God is like, well, okay, pop quiz. The kingdom of God is like what? A mustard seed. Yeah? Any others?
Yeast.
The kingdom of God is like... Oh, no. Any other parables that you can think of that Jesus told? The kingdom of God is like a pearl of great price that a man sold all he had to buy it. Or it's a field where there's some treasure. And he bought the entire field so that he would have the treasure that could be found in there. All these images that Jesus told. Now, what do you think the kingdom of God is like? So another minute now. What would you say if somebody said to you, well, what's the kingdom of God like? Well, it's like a what? Okay? Another minute just to think about that. I'm making you work today. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Okay, that'll do. Right, anybody come up with any ideas? Tony.
It's like an uplifting and joyful harmony. In other words, chords which are continually changing, varying, uplifting, joyful, celebratory, varied, harmony.
Oh, harmony. That's very nice. I think he deserves a round of applause for that one. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yes. Do it again.
The kingdom of God is like the only area of dry land with everything you need in the middle of a vast, endless ocean.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah, another round of applause there. Oops. Okay, yes, a wonderful island surrounded by, you see these cartoons, don't you, of the seas with sharks going around them outside and so on, things like that, and this lovely green and fertile island in the middle of this arid, this vast ocean. Yeah, excellent. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Josie?
Like an endless refreshing fountain on a hot day.
An endless refreshing fountain on a hot day. Very good. Angela?
The kingdom of God is like the light that breaks in unexpectedly and reveals God's goodness.
Ooh, do you know we ought to bottle these? Yes, thank you very much indeed. Any others?
My cousin Paula.
Paula.
Okay, go on. Paula. She actually said harmony, but she also said tranquility and safety.
Tranquility and safety. Okay. All right. Now, later on, if anybody followed this the publicity for this service on Facebook, you'll know that you've been promised three things. Yes, the first thing is in front of you, which is the little flower that you're going to be doing, and Liz is going to be explaining that later during the prayers. That is combined with the second thing, which is the water, and we've got a paddling pool up here. So that was two things. Can anybody tell me what the third one was? That's the only reason that you've come, isn't it, really? Ice cream. Now, ice cream. Now, you've got your final task before you're allowed to claim the ice cream is the kingdom of God is like ice cream. Why? Okay, so you've got to try and give me a parable of the ice cream. Okay, so you've got 1 minute just to find that, okay? Okay, right. Has anybody got a parable of an ice cream? Somebody who's not said anything so far? Barbara. It's cooling. The kingdom of God is... So ice cream is cooling, and so what? How do you relate that to?
Well, from the turmoil of life on earth.
Thank you. So the kingdom of God is cooling from the stresses and the all the turmoil of what's going on around you.
Yes.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, any other ideas?
It's to be enjoyed slowly. Very long, slow licks.
No chance.
Not
no chance. Any others? It's refreshing. Okay, thank you.
Refreshing, enjoying, and it's the best thing you can have in a hot day.
Right, thank you. Right, Tony?
It's like that Heineken advert, you know, it reaches the parts but other things can't.
You're doing
it's nourishing.
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 Nourishing, okay.
It's like a way out from the stress of life.
Oh, do you want to go into the priesthood? You've got some very good ideas, my word. I had the luxury of being able to think a little bit about this, and you may notice up there that there are lots of different flavors and colors. And I decided to slightly to amend the criterion, and not just ice cream, but Neapolitan ice cream. Now, just in case anybody doesn't know what Neapolitan ice cream is, it's that one where there's a block, a third of which is pink strawberry, a third of which is white vanilla, and a third of which is brown chocolate. And my metaphor was that it is absolute perfection for everybody, regardless of creed, color, background, anything else. So it's an opportunity, it is a metaphor for life, as well as the kingdom of, well, that is what the kingdom of heaven is about. So there we are. Thank you very much indeed for all those ideas. That's fantastic. And you may remember that a month or so ago, Archdeacon Jonathan Smith came here, and he was talking about the Trinity. It was on Trinity Sunday. And there, and he said that the Trinity is an attempt, a human attempt, to try and explain what is impossible for us fully to understand, which is the mystery of God. So all of these parables are attempts by Jesus and by anybody else to help us to understand the extraordinary and impossible task, which is, what is God like? What is the kingdom of God like? Amen.
I'm going to invite you to stand as you're able as we say together what we believe. And again, it's a human together as we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Let us go into this new week with joy in our hearts. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.